The algal bloom came early this year, whereas last year Rockport had a later than normal bloom. Summit County Environmental Health Director Phil Bondurant says the algal bloom is always unwelcome and is a big health issue. It's called algal instead of algae because it represents multiple species.
At the time that Rockport was under a harmful algal bloom watch, we had three other bodies of water in the state of Utah that were also on the same system as we were. Utah County with Utah Lake is still experiencing a harmful algal bloom, and they probably will throughout the rest of the year. So we've been fortunate in that this one seems to have resolved itself for the time being, at least for the holiday week.
The blooms can be extremely toxic. A dog died from consuming water in Utah Lake a couple of years ago. Microorganisms live in the soils and rocks on the bottom of lakes and reservoirs. Colder water is released from dams from the bottom of the reservoir, so as the sun warms the water, the algae blooms grow, and as they grow, toxins are produced.
The one that we're mainly concerned with is called anatoxin A, which is a neurotoxin, and that's the one that is very harmful to humans as well as dogs and livestock. And then the second one that we're really concerned about is microcystin, and that's a liver toxin. And while it takes a lot of toxic cells ingested or exposure to those cells to make someone sick, it can become a skin irritant very easily. Obviously, you can imagine young children, they have a lot softer skin. They're a lot more vulnerable. So when they get exposed to that type of water, it can create that rash a lot quicker. It might have some more drastic effects on younger children and definitely on animals.
The wind shifts in the evening hours and the bloom typically migrates into the shore. Biologists found the bloom along the shoreline early in the day.
So I think we have a small bloom that's going to remain in Rockport and at times might rear its head here and there, but it doesn't really present a risk being that it's such a small bloom. And the species that are found in that bloom are traditionally not big producers of the different toxins that we're concerned with.
Bondurant says sometimes the algae blooms can't be seen unless you're right over the top of them.
The harmful algal blooms that we're dealing with typically or grow about 6 inches under the surface of the water. So they're not like a scum that you would see when you go to maybe a pond or something like that where you're fishing and you see the bright green accumulate on the shoreline. That could definitely be something of concern, but the ones that we're seeing at Rockport, the one that was seen earlier this year and then late last year, was about 6 inches below the surface of the water, and it's a very attractive bluish-green algae that just slowly floats through the water.
Bondurant says in the interest of public health and safety, people are encouraged to avoid anything that looks suspicious.
It looks like an algae, just avoid it. There's no need to investigate or to come into contact with it. Rockport is a fairly large reservoir with lots of area to recreate. And if for some reason, you know, along the shoreline where you're camped or in the boat where you're fishing, if that migrates through where you're at, just leave it alone, move on.
The algal blooms are unpredictable and can disperse, migrate, break off in pieces, and expand or shrink.
So that's why we're so adamant about being on top of it, continuing to monitor, working with our partners to make sure that the public that's recreating at Rockport has every bit of information that we have.
Bondurant doesn't want to limit recreation and realizes that many longtime users are aware of the problem and have learned to avoid contact. In addition to Rockport, Echo, Jordanelle, and Deer Creek reservoirs all had toxic algal blooms last year. Bondurant says if you have contact with the algae, get out, wash it off with soap and water as quickly as possible. If a pet is exposed, see a vet immediately. For now, the health department has lifted the warning at Rockport, and they'll continue monitoring through the year. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.